Out and about in Western agriculture, there's a lot of talk about El Niño weather conditions on the horizon this fall. That weather could bring precipitation to California, and new reports come out every day that say that the amount of rain could be substantial. California has seen dry conditions for several years now, and a lot more land is bare and completely dried out. Some experts are concerned that too much rain too fast will mean widespread runoff and erosion across the state.
The best possible situation would be to get some gentle rainfall in September and October, germinate some grass up within the hillsides or non-cropped areas or in the rows.
Cooperative Extension San Luis Obispo County Director Mary Bianchi says growers need to start thinking about those possibilities and try to protect some vulnerable areas on their land.
Well, I think it's important for everyone to walk for growers to walk their operation and to look at those areas that are going to be most prone to soil erosion if we get significant early rainfall in high amounts. If there has been a significant lack of vegetation in those areas, then those are the places to focus attention. And there are some cover crop options that might be available, relatively inexpensive, short term, in those areas to hold soil erosion in place, or otherwise looking at some structural diversions or grassed waterways or filter strips that might capture that sediment before it runs down into our surface water systems and causes environmental issues.
All of this, of course, depends on if El Niño brings early, heavy rains. I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.